on KMOX.com.
We have a 1-1 ball game going to the fifth inning, the Cardinals and the Pirates, and we're joined in the booth here in the fifth by Cardinals Hall of Famer Ray Lankford. Ray, so good to see you.
So good to be back.
What did you think of the shot to Big Mac Land?
I don't know. I think Abra might need to play one more year. What do you think?
Yeah, go for the babe.
Why don't you go talk him into that, Ray?
Yeah. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Brian Reynolds. So great to see you back in St. Louis and the wonderful memories you have here. But how about Cardinal Nation and the way the fans really embrace you guys when you come back?
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. The fans here have been number one for a long time. I remember when Mark came and Albert was called out. I said, listen, St. Louis has the best fans in the world. And you can see that.
Brian Reynolds with a two-strike count, and the shift is on, moving the Cardinal shortstop up the middle, the pitch, and there's a high foul ball out of play off to the left.
Ray, you know a little bit about home runs, the most home runs in the history of Busch Stadium, 123 of those, several times over 20 home runs as a big leaguer, an all-star. But as you, I got to ask you about Albert, you and I were talking about it before we came back on the air, just being able to sit here and see what we just saw him doing at his age. What are your thoughts about Albert?
It's unbelievable, man. He's been doing it a long time. I remember his first year in spring training, he just had the mentality like he's been here before. You know, he has an old soul. And I think the thing was, is most guys, when they come into big leagues, it's a process, right? Not Albert. Albert came right in. He understood his swing, understood how pitchers trying to pitch him, and the rest was history.
He was game ready.
He was game ready, man.
Well, so were you, Ray. I mean, you know, 200 stolen bases, 200 home runs as a Cardinal. I mean, nobody's done that. I mean, do you see yourself, as you look back on your career, as more of a speed guy, more of a home run guy, a hitter? I mean, how would you define yourself as a player?
I felt like I was a speed guy, but more of a gap hitter.
Yeah.
And try to utilize my speed. But my thing was always trying to play great defense. You know, you're in the case working on your hitting, but you also work on your defense.
A swing and a miss, and that's the sixth strikeout for Jack Flaherty as he retires Brian Reynolds, bringing Miguel Andujar to the plate and replacing Willie McGee in center field. He had a little something to live up to right there, but you were equal to the challenge.
Yes, I was. Whenever you come to the big leagues, you want to go out and give it your best. But I think it was a smooth transition for me because Willie's such a great guy. Mm-hmm. And once I got here to St. Louis, he said, listen, young blood, it's all yours. I'm tired of running center field. And the rest was history, you know.
Andujar, a swing and a miss.
That's the kind of guy Willie is.
Well, Willie has helped so many people over the years,
still
teammates, and now what he's doing with the young Cardinal outfielders is simply phenomenal.
Yeah, he's one of the best in the game as a player, and now you see what he's doing with these young guys. He's just trying to get them to understand hitting and understand how pitchers are pitching, because you know every at bat is an adjustment.
So, and you know that certainly from patrolling outfield. You were a great outfielder yourself and again, had a terrific career. Cardinal Hall of Famer in 2018. And I want to ask you about that. You come back to the ballpark. You know, obviously, you know, you're a humble guy too, but you're a big deal here. I mean, you're in the Cardinal Hall of Fame. That's
yes.
Heady stuff. And,
yes.
And how has that kind of changed things for you when you come back to the ballpark? Has it made you feel like maybe you really reached an important milestone as a player here?
I tell you what, it was a great feeling. I think when I came into big leagues, I was always, because George Kiss always said, every day put something in the basket, right? So that was my focus, every day go out and try to make something happen. And let the talent take over. But, you know, once you retired and look back, you know, it was on my mind, like, how come I'm not in the Cardinal Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
But once it happened, it was great. I was able to share that with my kids. My uncle, my aunts, and everybody. So it was a great feeling.
Well, you know, in the Horton household, we would have voted for you because you were my daughter's favorite player for
that.
A bunch of years. I've told you that many times.
Yes, yes.
She's, you know, one of those kind of things, conversations like, now, you know Ray Lankford, right? I said, yeah, I know Ray. We were teammates together for a very short time.
Yeah,
But just, you know, that's a great thing, too, is when you're done, you get to the ballpark. I was mentioning there's at least 12 former Cardinals at the ballpark tonight. It's a family.
It's a family, yeah. It is. And I think the thing is.
There's a ball that's hit high in the air, right center field. Carlson tracking this one, and he makes the catch on the run. Andujar is out number two, a strikeout and a flyout.
So, Rick, when I got called up in 1990, you know how it was. The guys were loose. We was having a great time. We had fun. Guys was about their business. We had fun, but it was business first. And I played with a bunch of great guys, you know, with you, John Tudor, coming into the league, Willie, Ozzy, Terry Pendleton, right. Danny Cox.
You know, friends for life.
Friends for life, man. You know, we do the whole fantasy camp and they're there, so it's great.
Now you you've been to the fantasy camp, Ray, how many times now?
Oh, I've been about six times.
Yeah. And that's fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun.
And your last one, where you weren't just
I was just in Cooperstown.
You were? I want to hear about that.
I pulled my hamstring.
Oh, you did?
Oh, gee. Here's a pitch.
You're on the IL.
My last at bat on that Sunday, I pulled my hamstring. It's still a little sore.
When can you be activated? You're on like the 15 day. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I need about another week.
Yeah.
Sawinski, the batter with a 1-1 count and two down, and the ball is tapped right back to Jack Flaherty. He underhands to Goldschmidt. Sawinski is out, and we're going to the bottom of the fifth. Ray Lankford is with us, Cardinals Hall of Famer. The Cardinals and the Pirates are tied at one.
KMOX is Cardinals Radio.
Tommy Edman will lead off for the Cardinals in the bottom of the fifth inning of a 1-1 game with the Pirates. And Ray, I was thinking as the Pirates scored their run with a double, a ground out, and a bunt single, that's kind of like playoff baseball coming up. Here's a high pop fly. Left field. Here comes Bay, the man who got the bunt single to drive in their run. And Tommy is retired, one down. But sometimes you get up against that good pitching, you have to find a way to score a run, and I think we're going to see a lot of that coming up here pretty soon.
Exactly. You have to play small ball, you know, when you're in the playoffs, you know, because you're going to be facing the top three pitchers for each team. So you got to get them over and get them in.
And the running game becomes more important, not necessarily the stolen bases, but how the bases are actually run through the course of a game, aren't they?
Listen, every run counts.
Brendan Donovan, the batter here with a 1-0 count. He walked and was left at third the first time up.
We're visiting with Ray Lankford, Cardinal Hall of Famer. And just always love seeing you, Ray. And you mentioned in the top half of the inning, George Kissel, one of our favorites. We seem to bring his name up all the time. I'm wondering, you know, thinking about his influence on a player like you.
Here's a ball that's hit hard and fair down the right field line, taking the turn at first and holding on. Donovan with Sawinski. He has a good arm, and Sawinski got to the ball quickly. Runner at first, one out.
So what I'm wondering, Ray, is you're talking about what John just said about manufacturing runs. Can you even think about what your approach might have been if, for whatever reason, in the 90s they started shifting like they've done in the last 10 or 15 years? How would you envision that have maybe affecting you, or would you have taken advantage of it? Would you have hit the ball the other way? How do you think that would have played out in your career had the shift been more prominent then?
I think I would have took advantage of it just because of the way I was homegrown through the Cardinals organization with George Kissel. If you were sitting up there and the guy's shift and you constantly pull, he was going to let you know.
Yeah.
You know, you hit the ball the other way, hit the ball away, make adjustments. And that's what it was about. You know, you got a lot of guys now, lefties, they constantly still trying to pull, but you got to use the left side of the field, man. You know, just get on base and make something happen.
And that's what Brendan Donovan's trying to do. Closing in on a 400 on base percentage again. He's on with a walk and a single. The runner at first for Lars Nootbaar. A swing and a foul back. Lars was all over the 97 mile an hour fastball, but just fouled it back.
Yeah, you can't miss that ball. You know, once you get your pitch, you got to put it in play.
Well, I think about you, Ray, of having the home runs we talked about, but more of a flatter swing too than guys have now. And Donovan, who is again has that 400 on base percentage, he has got really a flat swing through the zone and can hit the ball to all fields. Would you say that was what your swing is like?
Yeah, I would say that because you see a lot of guys, they got more of a loop in their swing now. But when I was coming up, it was always about swing down,
yeah.
like chopping a tree. You swing down, get the backspin.
Ted Simmons always calls it that, chopping a tree.
Yeah, that's what it was. So that was just bred in me from day one, and that's all I knew.
And the home runs came.
And the home runs came over time.
2-1 with one out, runner at first base, and a 1-1 game in the bottom of the fifth inning as Ray Lankford is our guest. Cardinals Hall of Famer visiting with us here in game one of this series. A pitch in for a strike. Slider that caught the outside corner at the knees to Lars Nootbaar. And Nootbaar is 1-for-2 using his speed. He got on and went first to third on a single by Paul Goldschmidt. Arenado just crushed a ball that Bay ran down on the warning track out by the bullpen in left center field. That kept the Cardinals off the board in the third. But Albert hit the ball where they couldn't catch it in the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch here from Johan Oviedo. That swung on and a fly ball left field. And there is Bay moving over toward the sidewall. He reaches and can't make the catch on a foul ball as he crashed into the padded wall, but he's all right. That guy can fly.
Yes, he can. You know, that's a tough play to make because sometimes when a left-hander hits it, sometimes it has to slice it, sometimes it has that top spin on it where it's just coming down hard. So you gotta adjust to that.
Well, Ray, how do you see the game today? There have been so many things changed over the last 10 years. How do you see it?
Well, that's a great thing about the game. It's going to continue to change. You know, I, as a retired player, I didn't want to be that guy to be like, oh, this is how we used to do it. Of course, there's going to be adjustment. The game's going to change, so you understand that. But everybody can't swing up. You know, everybody's not a power hitter. So.
And there's a strike called inside corner at the knees. That was a fastball that was sinking to the corner and a strike indeed. Dubar thought it was a ball low, but he gets the ring up, two down. But everybody's different. What works for one doesn't work for everybody, does it?
Exactly, exactly. And nowadays you have so many more pitchers that's throwing in the high 90s, right? You didn't used to have that back in the day. So you got to.
How did you keep track of pitchers that you were facing?
Watch a lot of video, take notes, chart down some things, and just because you face so many pitchers, you can't remember everything.
I don't see how one could. I really don't.
There's homework to this game, isn't there?
It is. It's a cat and mouse game, you know. You know how it is, Rick.
And I always love the catchers who are smart enough to be able to remember all that stuff and remind you of it during the middle of the game.
It is. You know, that's one of the things. That's a great thing about Yachty, man. He's a smart catcher.
No question.
He
has outwitted so many people.
Exactly. So I think it's a combination of having two brothers that was catchers, and he learned from them, and he brought his own style.
And each in their own way. A spectacular catcher.
Yes.
Jose, great at framing pitches. Yeah. And Benji had a good all-round game, and Yadier, a game that's going to take him right to Cooperstown.
Exactly. You know, and I think he took a little bit of each one of his brothers.
I think so.
And he created his own identity, you know.
The 1-1 pitch, and that's in the dirt. And that's backhanded nicely by the former Cardinal minor leaguer, Jose Godoy.
And we mentioned Cooperstown just a moment ago that you went to the fantasy camp there. What were your impressions about? You been there before to Cooperstown?
Yes, I've been there before.
And so what's your impressions about the Hall of Fame when you go there? Just kind of what do you see there? How do you feel being in Cooperstown?
You know, it's a wonderful feeling, man. You get to see all the guys that you, you know, you can see they jackets, the bats they use, everything from – you know, Jackie Robinson, all these guys, it's so much history.
A swing and a miss by Paul Goldschmidt.
If you haven't been there, man, you're missing out.
Yeah. I got to see Whitey in his induction. I had that honor to be there and listen to his speech and see him enshrined and love to go back there again.
Yeah. And one thing about Whitey, he's a great manager, great person, but it's amazing how he remembers every play, every situation. Like it happened yesterday. He has a great memory, you know. He's a great mind.
Two balls, two strikes on Paul Goldschmidt. He has a hit tonight, 1-for-2 with two outs. Goldie takes up and in a ball. And Whitey remembers almost every basketball game he's ever seen or officiated.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
He is.
It's Johan Oviedo. He has two strikeouts tonight. He has given the Cardinals a run on four hits. And Goldschmidt. He hasn't hit a home run in 17 games. Rocking the bat back and forth. The 3-2 pitch with a runner going. A swing and a ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field. That sends Donovan to third. He's there representing the go-ahead run with two outs. And Nolan Arenado coming up. There's some of the baseball right there.
Right there. Just put it in play. Make something happen.
Nice to see Goldie. Getting a couple hits today. He's such an important part of this Cardinal offense, as you were a part middle of the offense for the Cardinals back in the 90s, and Albert, of course, was for years here.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned earlier how it was 17 games without a home run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, home runs come in bunches. You know?
They do.
You know, it's,
well, look
it's
what
the craziest
he had an 18
thing.
Game stretch. Yeah. And look what happened after that in April once he got hot. He's at 35 now.
Exactly. If you ask what is he doing different, he's like, I don't know. He's squaring it up. He's not missing it.
Arenado takes a slider for a strike right down the middle.
He'll take 6 or 7 home runs in October. That'd be fine.
That'd be lovely.
And it wouldn't surprise me.
Nope, me neither.
And it wouldn't surprise me if Arenado goes on a power binge, as he had a double taken away from him the last time up. Bay made a great play in left center. Arenado swings and misses a curveball. Oviedo hasn't thrown many of those tonight. And he picked an appropriate time to pull that one out of the hat. But you know what with Oviedo, Ricky? He got to two strikes on a lot of batters when he was with the Cardinals, finding a putaway pitch.
Yeah, finishing
that
him
was
off was his hard part. And there are times where he let guys back in the count, too. And, you know, he's ahead 0-2. He's probably a guy that's better off just going for the kill here.
On 0-2 with two outs, runners at first and third, the pitch. Arenado loops that one into right field. Dropping. Base hit. The Cardinals lead. The ball gets by the right fielder, Sawinski. He picks it up on to third, Goldschmidt. On the RBI hit by Nolan Arenado, the Cardinals lead 2-1.
So an 0-2 count on Arenado with a runner in scoring position, and Ray, as a hitter, as an elite hitter, as an all-star hitter, as a Cardinal Hall of Fame hitter, what did you see him do there?
He shortened the swing. He shortened the swing and just muscled it out there. And good things happen.
But there's so many ways to cash in this game. How he blistered one and had the double taken away. His last at bat here, he shortened the swing, put it in play to right field, and tacks on another RBI, number 101 this year for Arenado.
Wow, that was big right there. And that's the kind of hitting you're going to need in the playoffs.
Here's number five, Albert Pujols at the plate. 2-1 Cardinals. Albert swings and he hits a drive into center field, right to Reynolds. Albert, another good swing and solid contact, lines out, leaving two on. But the Cardinals take the lead. And Ray, have a great weekend here in St. Louis. And thanks so much for coming by to see us.
Thanks for having me.
Cardinals Hall of Famer Ray Lankford.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, my friend.
And we're going to the sixth inning with the Cardinals in front now, 2-1.